Always look forward to the conversation each week with Rick Limpert. Covers technology, covers sports, covers anything that you throw at him. He's on Twitter, Rick Roswell, the handle. And Rick, you were in Las Vegas for the annual CES, the Consumer Technology Association's Consumer Electronics Show. This year, no exception. It's bigger than it was last year. How do you even begin to talk about how large this thing is now?
You can't get a feel for it, Sully, unless you're there, because this show used to be just at the Las Vegas Convention Center, which is huge, and now they've taken over all the other convention center space in the city as well, at the hotels, the Independent Sands Expo. The show is 4 days, and there's 2 days of media days before that. And those 6 days, if I stayed the full 6 days, I still would not be able to see the entire show. That's how big it is. So it takes over the whole city.
A lot to get to on this subject, and you will be sprinkling in some of the things that you saw here over the course of the next few conversations that we'll have. But let's dive right into it and talk about some of the things that you did see, along with over 180,000 people attending the festival. And we'll start off with Body Friend. This sounds like something that could be listed on Craigslist, but it's actually not.
Yeah, there is a Craigslist component to this, so we'll talk about here in a second. The Body Friend is it's a massage chair, but I've tried lots of massage chairs and massage-type products. You know, they're okay at best. This one is a really good product. Like I said, it's from Body Friend, bodyfriend.com. It's a full-body stretching massage chair, so it will stretch you out as well with zero gravity and with the other components of the chair, so you get kind of that pre-stretch before a workout or before a competition. It's really good. I mean, I was sore for 2 days walking the show floor until I got in this chair for 10 minutes, and it fixed me right up. No pain. I was able to be pain-free the rest of the show. I was amazed by it. So this is a high-end product. We'll sell you. It's over $6,000. But it is the best massage chair I've seen, and it was my favorite product of the show.
I hope that you will not deny your audience the opportunity to see the photo of you in this golden massage chair. I hope that you post that.
I will post. So, but what you can't see is it also gives you a butt massage, this chair. So it's the only legal butt massage in Vegas, I think. Your glutes will feel perfectly fine coming out of this chair.
That's quite an endorsement coming from you, Rick, and always appreciate that. Okay, we hear a lot of talk. We heard a lot of talk leading up to the presidential election about the wall, and we still hear some of it. But this wall that we're going to talk about is quite different. Tell us about this micro LED product here.
Yeah, here's a wall that our president has nothing to do with. So I was kind of excited before the show, Sully, because I heard some things about an 88-inch TV and a 90-inch television. And then this came out of the show, 146-inch television, a micro-LED. The picture is so fine on this thing. It's fantastic. I mean, it fills up your full wall probably in your den or man cave or TV room. It's that big. So 146 inches, this has got to be my next TV.
That is, I don't even know if I have enough wall space to put that on there. I don't think my apartment is that long. Well, let's talk about this. You can certainly watch the big fight on your new big TV, and you had the opportunity to run into Floyd Mayweather there in Vegas and get to spend a few minutes with him. What is he promoting these days?
Well, yeah, so we got to get into the ring with Floyd Mayweather. How often do you get to do that? As he's got a new virtual reality boxing and fitness app, the Mayweather Boxing and Fitness VR experience. So it's not really an app that'll teach you how to box, but it is a boxing workout that's directed by Mayweather. He's in the app, a virtual Floyd, and it's only going to be available at the gyms, Mayweather gyms initially when they open up starting later this month. Hopefully one comes to Atlanta so people can give this a try. But imagine going mano a mano with Floyd Mayweather, and I did that in Vegas.
What was it like to stand next to that man?
I was scared. We did the famous boxing pose, the stare down, Sully, and I was, let's just say I had to check my pants afterward. But he couldn't be nicer. He's really all in with this app. And it was probably my second favorite thing of the show behind the chair, the Mayweather app.
Well, if there's ever an industry that is about promotion, it is certainly boxing. We know that to be the case, of course. And I did enjoy seeing those pictures, and I hope folks check out your Instagram and Twitter. Rick Roswell, the handle for you on Twitter, so they can see those pictures. Let's talk about this camera for the blind, Rick.
Yeah, one of the themes of the show, Sully, was there were a lot of products for kind of the older generation, the baby boomers as they get older. There were hearing devices. I like this one. This is from Orcam. This was a Orcam's made a couple products that I've liked, but this is a device made for blind people or those with limited eyesight. So it's a smart camera about the size of a finger and can read out writing. It can read print in any form or source, and then it also has augmented reality tools that will help you recognize faces and products in real time. So it gives kind of a person with the limited eyesight kind of an ability to do some things that they've never been able to do before.
I mean, that is just remarkable. This seems like one of the most fascinating things that you would see at the CES. Were you so impressed by this, and did this really stand out?
Well, obviously, if it made our list that we're talking about, I was very impressed by it. But again, it kind of goes along with the theme of the show, a lot of products for the aging population here in this country. And that's, I think a lot of these products are going to be really successful. And, you know, as the years go on, these products are going to get even better. So excited to see what the future holds. And this is kind of just a 2.0 version. I would like to see what new integrations are going to produce as well.
Absolutely. Let's talk about these Usain Bolt new earbuds. What's the deal with these? They must be disposable, and you get rid of them after 12 seconds.
Well, 9.58 seconds, to be exact. But, yes, I got to an exclusive with Usain Bolt. So in two consecutive days, so I had Mayweather and then Usain Bolt the next day. And he's really into music. He's now retired, of course, from the track and field. He's got eight gold medals was enough. And he's DJing. He's involved with Phillips and Gibson Music. And he's got some new over-the-ear headphones and earbuds that are affordable, and he was wearing them all over the place. So he must like them, and if they're good enough for the fastest man in the world, so they're good enough for me.
Did you happen to wrestle a pair of them away from him for your own collection?
I did not yet, but maybe I will get a pair at some point, and they're pretty affordable. So it's something that guys like me and you can afford. And that's part of what he said he's trying to do. He's making products, or he wants to put his name behind products he likes that that people can actually buy and use and get enjoyment out of. So a real intelligent. I had a really good conversation with him for about almost 10 minutes. Really nice guy, soft-spoken, intelligent. He really thinks things through, and you can tell that's how he is, as we know what success he had on the track and field.
Absolutely. Rick, you have attended these types of events and this one specifically for many years now. See anybody that you were kind of celebrity struck? Did you see any celebrities there?
Oh, yeah. You see people going around. I mean, I was on the same plane going out there with Clark Howard, Sully. So, you know, if that doesn't get you starstruck. But then I was invited to a private concert with Harman Audio one night. So there was only a handful of media people and some Harman people there. So a private Tommy Shaw and Styx concert. Got to meet and talk to Tommy and the Guess Who as well. So that's throwing that's going way back. But it was a fun night there with Harman and real exclusive. I'm just real fortunate I get to do some fun things while I'm out there working.
Well, we are glad to be able to live vicariously through you and check out and enjoy some of the pictures and video on both your Instagram and Twitter, and always enjoy the recaps of CES, and you're going to be working in some more, talking about some more things that you did get to see over the next few weeks here.
Yeah, so much to talk about, so we'll narrow it down for a couple few weeks here, talk about the stuff, and then we'll talk about Super Bowl, and we're moving into the end of the winter and spring, so it never ends.
We're almost into that period of time where we're not allowed to say the word Super Bowl, Rick. I always look forward to that each year.
We can say it right now, but in about a week or two, we won't be able to. We have to call it the big game.
Always good to catch up with Rick Limpert. Hope you'll check him out. Rick Roswell, the handle on Twitter, wirelesswednesday.live, and then the hub for all things Rick, ricklimpert.info. Enjoy the football games this weekend, my friend.
Saul, always a pleasure to talk to you. And, we'll watch some football and see what happens for next week.